Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
And we welcome you to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7. Our score at the break, Marion leading Mountain Home 24-21. We'll look over some of our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, coming off that 66-48 win over Paragould, your first conference win of the season. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. It's always important to get the first one. Hopefully it's the first one of many, because we're going to need these wins start piling up if we're going to get to meet some of our goals. And, I was just talking to you earlier, starting your first 3 out of 4 on the road is never easy, especially when it's Jonesboro, at Green County Tech, and at Marion. Those are some tough environments to play, but we've let 2 opportunities slip by, and we need to come out here and play really well. Marion's got a fantastic team. Their record really doesn't speak of how talented they are. Of course, when you go to Vegas and you play the top, the talents teams that they've played, you go to the Whataburger there in Duncanville, Texas. I mean, they've been to some big time tournaments. And,
yep.
And the reason they do that is because they've got some outstanding players. The Reeves kid, he's as good as anybody in the state. I think him and Boyce are the 2 best guards in the state. And, he's an outstanding player. And we've got to really do a good job tonight of really sticking with our scouting report, our personnel report, and do a good job on, hoping to just kind of contain these guys. We're not going to be able to shut them down by any means because they're too good. And we've really got the guys around them. We can't let any of them get going. And it's always scary when you're at home because, the others are around. You always play better at home. But it'll take a total team effort. But that's what we're paid to do is get these guys ready. We've been working hard. We're confident in what we're doing, and hopefully we'll just be able to come out here and execute, and we really need to get out to a fast start, I would say.
Yeah. One person I really want to give credit to from Friday night is Matt Jones. You've heard the expression, he looks like a man among boys. Jones looked like that Friday night. He was a beast down around the basket.
Yes, and the key with Matt all along has just been consistency.
Yeah.
He can't, because we know he can do it. He's just got to do it more often.
Yeah.
Because he's a talented kid.
And tough worker too.
And tough and extremely hard worker. You just look at his body and you could tell how much work he's put in this past summer, and he looks the part, and he's been playing really well for us. But we need him, against these elite teams. We need Matt to match that and be elite, because he can do it all, inside, outside. And tonight's going to be a tough matchup just because they got a lot of athleticism, a lot of length inside, and they got a lot of bodies that can throw at him. The thing that he has trouble with, he's a big kid, and he's always looking to bang somebody.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, when we get here on the road, it seems like we get called, he gets called for a lot of fouls, so it really kind of takes away some of his aggressiveness. And when that happens, when he gets those kind of early whistles or some of those just really, you hate to say cheap fouls, but they all, he's got to know that, though. Any big kid that plays strong, they're not going to be refereed the same. That's how we've always coached him in practice.
Especially on the road.
And especially on the road. And so you know, kids can climb and claw and get all over him. And he turns around and they just sell something and they're going to get the whistle. And he's got to still keep learning from that. You know, it shouldn't be a surprise, though. We've always treated him differently. You know, he's always been bigger and badder than the guys around him. And Coach Patrick started that in seventh grade of just – and those were things that he struggled with early. And we just kept – these are the reason and this is the reason why. Is because we've got to get him where he understands, where he just plays a little bit differently than everybody else. You know, a lot of kids don't like to play back to the basket, physical, you know, pound it down. They like to play perimeter-oriented and fly high and get, you know, the referees aren't having to officiate guys like that. And I think they're having a little bit of trouble of understanding, you know, what a true big man looks like sometimes.
Well, Josh, again, congratulations on that win on Friday, and good luck tonight.
I appreciate you, Matt. And, you know, we got our girls here kind of coming alive here in the second quarter there. And I guarantee you Coach Leonard's going to have them coming out ready. You know, coming to Marion's a tough place.
Yes, it is.
It really is. And, you know, boys, we've always struggled here. So, like I said earlier, starting out fast is going to be key, and then coming out making halftime adjustments is going to be key, just like our girls are about to do. So,
absolutely.
Again, Matt, appreciate all you do, and go Bombers.
Go Bombers. Thank you, Josh. That was Mount Zion Boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. Quickly, let's take a look at the some of the numbers here. First, the scoring summary. Mountain Home's leading scorer right now is Kate Gilbert with 7 points. Six for Anna Grace Foreman. Boy, she looked a lot better in that second quarter as she was able to get three baskets there, actually underneath the basket. Four each for Emma Martin and Ashley Yates. Deidreanna Call is Marion's leading scorer so far. She's actually in double figures with 10 points, four each for Kiana Delaney and Jayla Henderson, and 2 points each for Joy Montgomery, Jessica Robbins, and Amaya Sloan. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half start in just a moment. Mountain Home trailing Marion at the break 24-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.